Shopping for holiday gifts? You can't go wrong with Raycon wireless earbuds. Amazing audio quality, a 32-hour battery life, and three new sound profiles so everything you're listening to sounds its best. Unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
President is going to take a few days off at a billionaire's compound in Nantucket.
Well, first I would say, I don't know if you've cooked a turkey before, but a 20-pound turkey is a pretty big turkey. I think we can all agree. They're about $1 more. So not to minimize that, any increase in prices is something the president is concerned about.
So when I saw George on the street with an 18-pound turkey and a giant box of wine, I thought, what a coincidence. We're just about to eat.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This Thanksgiving, we have so much to be grateful for. Vaccines that are effective, safe, and free.
Now, boosters are extremely important to help keep us safe. In fact, we believe that boosters will likely give you the highest level of protection yet.
Yes, instead of getting basted, these two turkeys are getting boosted.
Was that remark directed at me, Carla, by any chance?
No, it was directed at your stupid turkey and your stupid stuffing and your stupid gravy.
As they say in my old neighborhood in Brooklyn, give me a break, will you?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. Happy Thanksgiving, a day early. I hope you're going to have a great time as you go over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. I have a text here from 626. I am from California and started listening to you when I met my now husband, who is from Chicopee, Massachusetts. We're in Chicopee for Thanksgiving, and I'm listening to you live for the first time ever. Happy Thanksgiving from this California girl. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you, California girl, and I hope you're enjoying me on WHYN AM 560. I assume that's where you're listening to me in Chicopee, but wherever. We're having a good time, and please stick with us. We're going to continue to broadcast for the next few hours. And I'm down here in Florida right now myself, and I'm glad to be here, but I am not glad that Nancy Pelosi is now reliably reported to have bought a $25 million mansion on Jupiter Island, just north of Palm Beach, in Palm Beach County. And, you know, again, she's another one like Obama, like Kerry, like all of the grandees on Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard, and not to mention the Hamptons. They buy beachfront property for millions and millions of dollars as they tell us that the world is about to be destroyed by the rising sea levels in 10, 12 years, whatever. And every climate conference where everybody attends on their private jets is the very last chance for humanity. But yet somehow she's got $25 million to put down on a house that's, you know, within a stone's throw of the beach. A stone's throw. And incidentally, if all the loathsome Democrats are coming to Florida for Thanksgiving, I don't get it. This is from NewJerseyNews.com. Murphy, the loathsome Democrat Governor Phil Murphy, who was barely reelected, he was selected governor as the late returns came in, double counted in at least one county. Murphy leaves New Jersey to celebrate Thanksgiving with family in Florida. Who invited Phil Murphy to come to Florida? He's in Orlando. Something tells me he's not going to Disney World either. That's just a guess on my part. 844-500-4242. I got to play one cut. I think maybe we'll talk about turkeys, and I mean two-legged turkeys this hour. It seems appropriate for the occasion. But, you know, we have to deal with Jennifer Granholm, the energy secretary, the former governor of Michigan, Canadian-born. And as you know, she was cackling a couple of weeks ago when she was asked by Bloomberg TV about bringing oil prices down, gasoline prices down, and she just broke out laughing. She thought it was the most hilarious thing she'd ever heard. So yesterday, they have this big press conference that they've decided to tap into the petroleum reserve supply to come up with 50 million barrels to to supposedly cut the price. And so the reporters actually ask a good question. And listen to her response to it. This is cut six.
There are various figures about this, so I'm curious if you know, how many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
I don't have that number in front of me.
So some suggest it's about 18 million, which would suggest you're releasing less than 3 days' worth of supply from the petroleum reserve.
So this reporter probably goes to the press conference and realizes this is a good question. So he checks it out on his cell phone. And he discovers it in about 5 seconds that the U.S. Overall consumes just under 19 million barrels a day. And this is the energy secretary who's up in front of a press conference talking about tapping into the strategic petroleum reserve. And she doesn't know the answer to the question? Good Lord. And then here, let's play the flashback. Let's play the flashback for when she's asked about bringing oil prices down. This is, again, her response to a reporter's legitimate question. Cut nine.
What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. Would that I had the magic wand on this. As you know, of course, oil is a global market. It is controlled by a cartel. That cartel is called OPEC, and they made a decision yesterday that they were not going to increase beyond what they were already planning.
Why was it that a year ago, Secretary Granholm, we were referring to OPEC in the past tense? The United States was a net exporter of fossil fuels. The U.S. was, I mean, we imported some, but we exported some. We were a independent nation when it came to oil production for the first time in 60 or 70 years. And now we're over the barrel, so to speak, because of OPEC. Dementia Joe Biden breathed life back into OPEC, just like he breathed life back into the Taliban and stagflation and the mullahs in Iran. God, what a disaster this administration has been. 844-500-4242. These guys have been hanging on for a while. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee. You there, Lee? I guess he wasn't hanging on that long. Dave, are you still hanging on, or did you take a powder as well?
No, I'm here, Howie. Thanks.
Go ahead.
I wanted to make a comment on that Ahmaud Arbery case.
Yes.
Everyone's referring to him as a jogger, and actually you did also. If you notice in the video of him jogging in the inside of the house that he was in, he had baggy khaki shorts, a big T-shirt on, and actually they did show a close-up at the trial of his sneakers. They were tattered sneakers that were probably 2 or 3 years old. I don't think this kid was out for a jog.
I know. Dave, was it really necessary, though, to confront him like that with a shotgun and gun him down?
Absolutely not. The kid did not deserve to die. I think they got the right verdict. But right away, they portrayed this kid as being just out for a jog. I don't think the kid was out for a jog. And you can see clearly that the kid was not out for a jog. What was he doing inside a house that did not belong to him?
If I were going to burglarize a house under construction, Dave, I think I'd wait till nightfall. And I think I'd have a car out front so I could steal more stuff rather than having a pair of baggy pants.
Right. Who knows what he was doing there? But I don't think the kid was
a Boy Scout.
Out for a jog.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for the call, Dave. Meanwhile, President Biden, who has had nothing to say about the events in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and he has no plans to go to any funerals in Waukesha, Wisconsin. But he doesn't know what the story is. He doesn't he doesn't know what day it is, but his office issued a statement that it was not enough to find the three white men guilty. He called for a future of unity. We must recommit ourselves to building a future of unity and shared strength where no one fears violence because of the color of their skin. Okay. Do we know what happened in Waukesha, Shaw, by the way? Do we have any idea whether that was a hate crime? I mean, given the fact that this pimp was full of his social media was full of anti-Semitic, anti-police, anti-white rantings and ravings, do we think, and that he zigzagged apparently to, according to eyewitnesses, the affidavits that were filed in court yesterday when he was held on $5 million bond, that he was zigzagging to hit the people that were on the parade route, most of whom apparently were white or white Hispanic, as they say now? 844-500-4242. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Protecting your family is essential, but defending yourself doesn't have to be lethal. It's time for safer self-defense with Taser, because Taser protects life on both sides of the trigger. Non-lethal and easier to use than a gun, Taser's smart self-protection devices can stop threats before, during, and after you pull the trigger. Take the Taser Pulse Plus. From 15 feet away, it can lock up an attacker's muscles for up to 30 seconds, half a minute, so you can escape safely. And when paired with your phone, the Taser Pulse Plus alerts emergency dispatchers with your GPS location as soon as you fire. And if you ever have to fire yours, Taser will replace the device for free. Get the same Taser technology trusted by police officers across the nation since 1993, giving you the confidence to pull the trigger. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at Taser.com and enter promo code Howie. Spell TASER.com, promo code Howie. Taser.com, promo code Howie. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back. Need a shoulder to cry on?
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
We'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Shopping for holiday gifts? You can't go wrong with Raycon wireless earbuds. Amazing audio quality at 32 our battery life and three new sound profiles, so everything you're listening to sounds its best. Unlock exclusive deals up to 30% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Is political discussion banned at your Thanksgiving dinner?
No, not at mine.
36% say they are banning it.
All right. 844-500-4242. This is just the best roundup I've seen of Daryl Brooks, the pimp who killed all the people in Wisconsin at the Christmas parade, at the Holloway parade, as Joe Biden called it. The ex-con charged over the deaths of six people at a Wisconsin Christmas parade shared social media posts calling for violence against white people and suggested, quote, Hitler was right, unquote, for killing Jews. His posts included attacking cops, comparing them to Ku Klux Klan members and calling them violent street gangs, as well as for calling for violence against white people, according to screenshots. Knock them TF out, period, he wrote under his rap name, Math Boy Fly, along with a middle finger emoji. So he's talking about attacking white people. Police have yet to announce a motive for Sunday's carnage, but all six who died, including an 8-year-old boy, were white. In 2015, he also shared a disturbing anti-Semitic meme that appeared to align with the beliefs of the black Hebrew Israelites, according to another screenshot shared by the Daily Mail, the London newspaper and website. Titled "Hitler Knew Who the Real Jews Were," it shares the widely debunked claims that the Nazi maniac had warned that his genocide was partly driven because he knew, quote, "the Negroes are the true Hebrews," unquote. It suggests World War III would start when people, quote, "learn Hitler was right," unquote, and, quote, "did the world a favor by killing," quote, "Jews." In his rap songs, the pimp also bragged that he was a terrorist and a killer in the city, according to a different London newspaper. Why is this in the London newspapers but not in the U.S. newspapers except when they pick it up? 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, Kyle Rittenhouse met with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago after his acquittal. That was last night. Kyle, I got to know him a little bit, the former president told Sean Hannity last night. He called. He wanted to know if he could come over and say hello because he was a fan, unlike the other guy, meaning Biden. Kyle and his mother left the former president's resort a little while ago, said the president before.
I have to say, Kyle, I got to know him a little bit. He called. He wanted to know if he could come over and say hello because he was a fan, unlike the other guy. He came over with his mother, really a nice young man. And what he went through, that was prosecutorial misconduct. He should not have had to suffer through a trial for that. He was going to be dead. If he didn't pull that trigger, that guy that put the gun to his head, in one quarter of a second, he was going to pull the trigger. Kyle would have been dead. He's a really good young guy. He's 18 years old, just left Mar-a-Lago a little while ago, and he should never have been put through that.
Who do you think followed the trial more closely? Former President Trump or Dementia Joe? Even though he doesn't have a law degree, has never passed the bar, who would you rather have defending you if you were in a serious case, criminal or civil? Dementia Joe Biden or Donald J. Trump? I don't think there's too much question. Who has the most legal experience? Who's been through the most trials? Who's given the most depositions? Who's spent more time in courtrooms?
It could be argued that the prosecution was the Biden equivalent.
They were the little Bidens. The little Bidens in the courtroom. Although Lunchbox wasn't that. There a lunch. What was it? Was his name Lunchbox?
Lunchbox, yes.
He wasn't real little. He was kind of the plus-sized Biden.
More like lunch pail, yeah.
Like I said, lunch, buffet lunch or free lunch would have been more appropriate. Rich, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rich.
Good evening, Howie. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, Rich.
I don't see one thing happening going on. I met you many years ago at the paper store in Waltham, giving away your book of the Brothers Bulger, and you signed it for me.
That was a long time ago. That was 15 years ago now. I miss David J., the guy who set those up for me. He's been gone for a while now. He was a good guy.
Really? Okay, Howie, I got one question, okay? Kyle Rittenhouse, how old do you have to be to operate a gun? He's 17, operate that big gun, really? I don't know what the gun laws are in Wisconsin, but if it was here, he would have been put away.
No, but they're different from state to state, and it was not illegal for him to have that gun. If it had been a short barrel gun, if it had been like a sawed-off gun, it would have been illegal. But they finally measured it in court, I think, after the closing arguments. It was ridiculous. I mean, why, you know, I wonder why the defense didn't do that. They did a good job, and they won the case, and I congratulate Mark Richards, the main lawyer, but and the others. But, shouldn't they have measured the gun before they got to the final arguments? Because, I mean, that was one of the things the left was hanging its hat on, that this guy shouldn't have had a gun, in addition to the fact that he'd taken it across state lines, which wasn't true. Thanks for the call, Rich. Cape Cod Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Cape Cod Mike.
Hey, Howie. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your
happy
family.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, as well, Mike.
You know, I lost my mind the other day with Ed Lambert on WXCK, and, you don't use our strategic fuel reserves just as, everyday work. I mean, this guy is a moron. I was telling Ed, and, Ed's a captain in the Navy. You know, we keep that because it's our reserve in case of war or
something that really bad happens, this guy doesn't have a clue.
I know. Well, what about the fact that his energy secretary doesn't know how many barrels a day we use? I'm going to read you the story about how the oil reserves are expected to go primarily to China and India. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Nobody's talking about this. I ran into it, across it somewhere when I was just going over my show prep. But this is from CNBC. I just tweeted the story out. It's from last year. CNBC, again, alt-left. It's MSNBC, NBC. They're all lefties, right? So you can't say this is from a fringe website. U.S. suspends plans to buy oil after funding is left out of $2 trillion stimulus package. So this is the first one. This is for March when the panic was just breaking out, right? And so the U.S. Department of Energy is suspending its plans to buy crude for the nation's strategic petroleum reserve after the requested $3 billion in funding for the project was left out of the $2 trillion stimulus package. So, you know, oil prices were at a decades-long low, right? It was the perfect time to top off the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, right? Following the bill's passage in the Senate when they excised the part about the extra $3 billion, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said in an email to Senator that the revised version of the bill, quote, eliminated a $3 billion bailout for big oil. A $3 billion bailout for big oil. So we were going to get some oil at a bargain price, and Schumer stopped it. How's that working out for the United States of America now, Senator Schumer, as you were called last week at the White House? God. 844-500-4242. So they're saying that the oil producers were struggling amid tumbling crude prices at the time because the demand was down because the whole country was shut down. So, you know, sometimes you want to make a purchase when the price is right. Maybe you're helping out the guy that you're buying the product from who's selling it because he's having a fire sale, you might say. So the oil producers needed some money, and Trump wanted to top off the reserves, and the Dems killed it. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm struggling.
Struggling. And now this story from today. Oil reserves released by Biden expected to go primarily to China, India. This is from Fox Business. President Biden's move to tap into U.S. strategic petroleum reserve is expected to supply China and Indian oil needs as gas demands have led to global shortages, reports said Tuesday, yesterday. The White House said the Department of Energy will release the 50 million barrels of oil, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 18 million of which have already been congressionally approved for sale. China and India have been actively purchasing U.S. sour crude oil produced in the Gulf of Mexico. So sour crude oil is not popular with refiners. I guess it's dirtier, it takes longer to refine, has higher levels of sulfur, and buyers don't like it. But U.S.-produced sour crude oil appeals to some foreign buyers because of its relatively affordable price tag. Oh, Lord. 844-500-4242. Remember they used to laugh at Rick Perry? He was a good guy. I met him one time at the White House. He was the governor of Texas longer than anybody's ever been governor of Texas before, and they thought he was a dumbass because he went to Texas A&M. And, you know, he was an Air Force guy, former Democrat. He actually was the campaign manager for Al Gore in Texas back in 1988 when he was running in the primary against Dukakis and the rest of them. But, you know, he was a smart guy, ultimately. He had that bad debate back, I think, in 2015. He had just had back surgery, and he was uh, he, he he was on a painkiller, and he said, I want to abolish three departments, and that he could only remember two of them. I mean, it was something Joe Biden does before breakfast every morning, but they made him out to be a buffoon because he was a Republican, former Democrat turned Republican. He knew what he was doing as Energy Secretary. Who would you rather have as Energy Secretary right now, Rick Perry from Texas or Jennifer Granholm from Canada? I know she's an American citizen now, but God. 617, how many oil of Hunter's oil paintings did the Chinese have to buy to get all that oil? That's a really good question, 617. I'm not in Nantucket. I don't have the Rubenstein Mansion in Nantucket Harbor bugged, so I guess we'll never know the answer to that question. Andrea, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Andrea.
Thank goodness, Howie. I have three things I need to touch on, and they're really important. You probably missed that Governor Baker has suspended elective surgeries because of the hospital staffing problems, and CBS Boston said that it's because of the pandemic and COVID-19. The word mandate is never mentioned in the article, so you can't get your colonoscopy or your knee replaced right now in Massachusetts. Number two,
in case people haven't been following it that closely, hundreds if not thousands of nurses have been let go or resigned from these hospitals because the hospitals are all going along with Charlie Parker's mandates. It's like what's going on in state government where they're slow motion firing all the state police, the corrections guards, people in all the line departments of the state. Go ahead.
Correct. Okay, number two, the car ramming, the fatal car ramming. Okay, the Hamas does this not infrequently in Israel. Many people, and in Europe, there are many car rammings in Israel. So to say that this is not...
Right, it happened in Germany. It happened in Germany, the same thing. At Christmas it happened a couple of years ago,
correct.
Right? And then it also happened on the West Side Highway in New York. On a jogging area along the Hudson, and I think the Muslim terrorist who did that from Jersey, he killed like 10 people, right? That was 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay, now number three, this is the best one, the Build Back Broke bill. So my congressman is Stephen Lynch, who in the 25 years he's been my congressman has done nothing good. I called his office and I said, I want a hard copy of the bill. And the kid said, we don't do that. I said, excuse me? He said, we don't do that. Somebody would actually have to stand there while it's printed out. I said, I pay for the phone you're speaking to me on, but I can see you're not a decision maker. So he bumped me up to somebody else, and she said, well, we don't do that. And I said, excuse me, I'm a constituent. I want a constituent service. I'm an older woman. My eyesight isn't good. I want to spread it all out. I bought a whole package of yellow markers. I'm going to use a nice magnifier and some good light, and I'm going to go through it. Howie, I bought it. And let me tell you, it's double-sided. Keep that in mind. It's 3.5 inches thick, double-sided. So that would be 7 inches if it was not double-sided. It weighs 8.5 pounds, and I happen to have a no-spring scale, so I know it's accurate. So if they had put it on individual pieces of paper rather than double-sided, we'd be looking at 17 pounds.
I know the thing is a monstrosity, and I'm hoping it's going to be killed. Marsha Blackburn was saying that it's not just Manchin and Sinema that have qualms about passing this bill. There's 5 or 6 Democrats who are underwater, and I was wondering who are these Democrats? And today there's a poll out in Arizona that Mark Kelly, who's he's the astronaut that defeated Martha McSally, and he's up in this year, I think, in 2022, and he's way underwater. He's way underwater. I don't think there's any way that he can vote for it, let alone Sinema. I mean, it may be that Kelly will peel off from the Democrats faster than Sinema will. But let's play the Charlie Baker cut. This is Charlie Baker at his worst today. He's in Needham, his erstwhile hometown, and he's talking about shopping local, and he's on his usual BS. Cut 20.
There are tremendous opportunities for people to shop local, to eat local, to dine local, to buy local, and to recognize and understand that when you shop, eat, dine local, you're supporting your neighbors, your colleagues, and the friends and folks who are part of the communities that you live and you work in.
This is a guy, his hysterical overreaction to the panic last year put 30-40% of the restaurants in Massachusetts out of business. Not that he's that different from Murphy or Cuomo or many of the other Mills, Raimondo, many of the other nitwit governors, most of whom are Democrats. He's nominally a Republican. But now he's telling everybody, he's exhorting everyone to patronize the restaurants after he puts more than a third of them out of business with his nitwit hysteria. He's like the guy, the orphan, the guy who murders his parents and then throws himself on the mercy of the court because he's an orphan. I mean, does anybody think to ask him, Charlie, do you ever have any regrets about the idiotic draconian regulations which didn't save any lives, which put over a third of the restaurants in the state out of business? And all the small businesses that you reduced all the main streets across the entire Commonwealth, 351 cities and towns, to Depression era ghost town levels.
I'm chuckling.
Yeah. I'm only concerned about the folks. Trish, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Trish.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I want to thank you for all the great laughs over the last 20 years.
Thank you, Trish.
So listen, thank you. Guess who I think is actually running our country for the last 10 months?
Who's that?
President Xi from China. Biden's son has helped China. Not Americans, China.
I agree. And now they're laughing at us, basically, aren't they, Trish?
They're loving it. They love every bit of it.
Who would you bet on if there was a war?
Oh, China.
I would, too. I mean, I hate to say that. I never thought I would ever say that. And again, I understand that every society has an expiration date. You know, nothing lasts forever in humankind. But I never thought that the country would be totally in shambles this quickly in my lifetime. It's after 30 years after we won the Cold War. And you know they were all these stories and books were written. It's the end of history. The Western democracy has prevailed, and now Western democracy is being eaten away from inside. It's really sad. I don't disagree with you, Trish. I think you're on to something. To all my listeners with a 401k or an IRA, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt is now over $28 trillion. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why I protect my life savings with physical gold and silver. And now you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarshow.com.
Heard about you.
What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
Dementia Joe Biden has tweeted today that supermarket shelves are well-stocked across the country. for all those comments a few weeks ago that there would not be ample food available for Thanksgiving, families can rest easy today, Biden's caregivers claim.
I know. I saw for myself. I went down to the Mammoth Mart. It's all there.
Grocery stores are well stocked with turkey and everything else you need, the president added. Meanwhile, Public Supermarkets, a Florida-based grocer, biggest one in this area, warned customers this week to expect food shortages in all of its 1,300 stores across the Southeast. According to the Orlando Sentinel, another left-wing sheet, the list of rationed foods include the following: canned cranberry sauce, jarred gravy, canned pie filling, canola and vegetable oil, cream cheese, bacon, rolled breakfast sausage, paper napkins, disposable plates, cups and cutlery, bath tissue, toilet paper, refrigerated snacks, Lunchable type items, sports drinks, Capri Sun type juices, aseptic type they call it, canned cat food and refrigerated pet food. Though Publix has not yet rationed turkeys, Winn-Dixie, another massive grocer, has rationed the turkeys. But Joe Biden says everything is fine. No,
we still have enough to go to the Five and Dime after. Load up there.
That's
Come on,
right.
What are we doing?
You'll be ready for Black Friday at Zayre's, at W.T. Grant,
Woolworths.
At F.W. Woolworths. Yeah, all those great stores of yesteryear.
I remember going to Woolworths after World War II.
He calls it Woolwar, right? Woolwar, too. That's what he calls it. Greg, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Greg.
Howie, on this whole strategic move that Biden has made with taking from our oil reserves.
Yes.
With the sour thing, there's another piece of the puzzle here. What do you think China and India are going to do for refining? Do you think they're going to go through the extra processes to get it refined so the sulfur is not released?
I know. It's like, you know, they say, well, we don't want the U.S. to use coal. So what are they doing with the coal, Greg? They're going to export it to China because China is still opening new coal-fired plants, right?
Yeah, and they just don't have the supply that we have.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy. We have more energy under the ground than anywhere else in the world. And yet we're going cup in hand to these kleptocracies that form OPEC and asking them to bail us out of our own suicidal mismanagement and just total insanity. And this Build Back Better Broke plan that Andrea was talking about is full of more of this nonsense with the green energy. Greta Thunberg is right. Blah, blah, blah. Thanks for the call, Greg. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Howie. Long-time listener, couple-time caller. Hey, I'm in the medical field.
Yes.
I'm going to lose my job next Friday because I won't get the job. I've been doing it for 35 years. And because I won't get the job, I'm going to lose my job. And it's Medicare that's pushing this. Medicare will not reimburse the hospitals and the surgery centers unless 100% of their employees are vaccinated. So it's a federal Medicare that's pushing this.
Yeah, so Joe Biden's costing you your job.
Yeah, I'm going to get fired next Friday.
What are you going to do?
I got another job lined up, but, you know, it's 35 years I've been doing this. You know, you can't buy experience, Holly, you know?
I understand. And it's like they say that, you know, they're not having any more elective surgery for the time being in the Boston area hospitals. And it's because I assume it's because guys like you are going out the door and already have gone out the door, right?
You're absolutely right. And Medicare is the one that's pushing this, you know, yeah. And it's federal. It has nothing to do with the OSHA. You know, OSHA's been kicked
I know.
Back.
And now they've the Biden administration has gone back into court to try to have the courts put the vaccine mandates, even more of them, more draconian mandates on, even though the Fifth Circuit Court said no.